Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 254, and this is my weekly meal planning episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal planning episode. If you're new here, each week I just share with everyone what's on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. Meal planning is really important to me. It saves money, it wastes less food, and it reduces so much stress in trying to figure out what's for dinner every night. So I just share with you what's on my family's meal plan for dinners for the upcoming week. I do rotate recipes on a certain frequency, so it's not always a whole lot of new stuff, but I do add in some new things here and there when I have time to pick out something new to try. Sometimes it might just be a new side dish or a new main dish or whatever happens to come up. The blog version of this meal plan with links to any recipes that are mentioned can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, November 27th. So for Saturday, we are doing Parmesan crusted pork chops, which is from allrecipes.com. Now, when I made this, I found that I wound up putting them under the broiler at the end just to crisp them up because they didn't come out super crispy for me, but it might have just been the way I cooked them in like a glass baking dish, so they kind of wound up sitting in some of the juice. So I wound up taking it out and just putting them under the broiler just for a couple minutes, real quick, and they came out really crispy. So they wound up being really good. And then for a side, I was just going to do 5-ingredient instant pot mac and cheese. That's from foodnetwork.com. It's a really quick, easy instant pot mac and cheese recipe. And then we were just going to do a bag of frozen vegetables on the side. I always keep some on hand, you know, like the steam fresh type that you just pop in the microwave. For Sunday, we're going to do slow cooker honey buffalo wings. This is from thechunkychef.com. These basically cook in the crock pot all day, and then you just stick them under the broiler at the very end just to kind of get them a little bit crispy. And then as a side, we are going to do quick veggie pasta, which is from budgetbites.com. And this is a really good pasta dish using linguine and mushrooms and tomatoes and fresh spinach. And it's just kind of like a nice veggie pasta, like a pasta with veggies mixed in. So for Monday, we are doing hot dogs. We do these once a month. So we're doing hot dogs. I'm doing home fried potatoes in the air fryer, so I don't really have a recipe for that, but I just cut up potatoes, peppers, and onions and drizzle them with some olive oil and mix them up and cook them in the air fryer. You could also, of course, do them in the oven if you don't have an air fryer. And then we make Italian hot dogs with those, which is where you basically just put the cooked up potatoes, peppers, and onions on top of the hot dog, and it comes out really good. And then I'm also going to do a can of vegetarian chili because one of my daughters doesn't eat meat, but she'll have like the chili and the potatoes. And then I'm also going to do a bagged salad on the side, you know, just like the kind you pick up at the grocery store that has all the toppings and the dressing and everything included. Tuesday, we are doing Chipotle night. So this is like a homemade Chipotle meal that I make. I don't really have a recipe for this because I just kind of put out a bunch of sides. So I put out like, I put out like black beans, brown rice, salsa, cheddar cheese, avocado, sour cream, all that stuff for the toppings. And then, well, the rice obviously isn't the topping. The rice is the main part of the bowl. But I cook up some brown rice and then I put out all those toppings. And then I also make some chicken in the oven. I just take some chicken breast and I cut it into like bite-sized pieces and I toss it with a little olive oil and season it with seasoned salt and chili powder. And then I just broil it in the oven until it gets a little bit crispy. And then I put that out and we make bowls with the rice and the chicken and all the other toppings. So that's what we're doing for Tuesday. For Wednesday, I'm doing baked salmon. I don't have a recipe link for this one, but this is so easy. You literally just take like frozen baked salmon and brush it with olive oil, and then I season it with the McCormick, I think it's McCormick Smokehouse Maple Seasoning. and bake it in the oven at 450 for 10 to 12 minutes, and it comes out perfect and it tastes really good. And then we're just going to do some buttered egg noodles and again a bag of frozen vegetables on the side with that. For Thursday, we always either do soup or soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner, because that's the night I go grocery shopping, so it saves me a little bit of time to do a quick meal. So for this Thursday, we're going to be doing Instant Pot Split Pea Soup, which is from foodnetwork.com. If you like split pea soup and you've never made it in the Instant Pot, it comes out so easy. It doesn't take like those hours and hours to cook the split peas like it does if you do it on the stovetop. And then we're just going to make some grilled cheese sandwiches on the side with that. So for Friday, we are doing penne with broiled chicken. This is another one that I don't have a recipe, but it's super easy. This is something I just made up one day, and it kind of became one of those quickie, easy meals to whip up on a you know, busy night or a night that I don't feel like cooking too much of a complicated meal. So it's just penne with broiled chicken. So I broil some chicken in the oven. Again, I just cut it up in small bite-sized pieces, toss it with some olive oil and like some garlic salt, and just broil it until it's a little bit crispy. And then I just cook some penne pasta, and then I toss it with olive oil and a little bit of garlic powder. And then once it's off the heat, I mix in some shredded mozzarella cheese. That way it just kind of melts, but not like fully melts through. And then we add the chicken to the pasta. And for my daughter that doesn't eat meat, she'll just eat the pasta with the mozzarella cheese and then, you know, obviously not put the chicken in. And then again, I'm doing a bag of frozen vegetables. I leaned a lot on frozen vegetables this week. I don't normally always do that, but sometimes I'm not like mixing up the variety as much as I would like, but that's fine. There's a meal plan in place, so we'll have something to eat. So that's what we're doing for Friday. So that's it for that's Friday is the last meal of the meal plan for this week. So that's what we will be having. Don't forget, you can find the blog post version of every weekly meal plan episode that comes out on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can also join our private listeners group on Facebook, which is at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram. Also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. Those ratings and reviews are what help get the show to be seen by other people who may enjoy listening to it. So that would be really great if you could do that. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?